We kicked off a brand new contest for Plus members this week. Get ready for winter with a chance win a Fill Your Freezer prize pack valued at $400. Make sure to answer the poll for an extra entry. Plus members can enter daily. Contest closes October 31st. Happening this week for Berry Today Plus members. Leave the cooking to us and enter for a chance to win a $50 gift card from Baccia Trattoria. Don't forget to answer the poll and visit their website to gain extra entries. Contest closes October 13th. Always be in the know. Get your Plus member updates right to your mobile phone. Plus members can get free daily texts with an insider view on Berry News and Plus membership updates. This is your chance to text us questions or give us feedback and comments. Sign up today and join the two-way conversation. We know everyone has a point of view and we want to know yours. If you've ever dreamed of being a writer, whether it's a story, an opinion piece, or a letter to the editor, we want to hear from you. If being published is on your bucket list, this is your chance to do just that for millions to read across the Village Media Network. Check your Plus member dashboard to read past selections. In an effort to get out, get active and meet new people, Berry Today reporter Sean Gibson and his wife have signed up for the Berry Curling Cubs Learn to Curl program. Next stop, of course, is the Winter Olympics. Member-only offers from our Plus partners. Members may be required to present their virtual ID card and/or a unique promo code at checkout. 10% off God's Country clothing apparel, 10% off brand dead apparel. And if you missed it, here's what happened last week. Congratulations Adele Z, winner of a $400 lottery prize pack. Congratulations Linda Y, winner of a $50 gift card from Baton Rouge. Last week, reporter Bob Bruton circles back on the federal election and whether it was needed. He suggests that the $610 million it cost to hold an election could have been spent in better ways. There's no excuse for this careless spending of $610 million, sending us to the polls in a global health emergency, when Trudeau already had the only mandate he was going to get from Canadians, Bruton writes. Become a Berry Today Plus member today.